It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. So it is that time where we are now into spring, and a lot of people are trying to figure out how to shake off some of the chub. I know Scott Disick is the latest person who has been going for Ozempic, and like a lot of people on the West Coast, particularly around Los Angeles, he can't control himself. Sharon Osbourne, same thing. You know, this is a diabetes medication that also miraculously helps people lose weight, which is great for people who try every kind of diet, every form of exercise, and they just have, 20 pounds they cannot lose. Ozempic works really well for them. But for people like Scott Disick, who was Kourtney Kardashian's husband and baby daddy, so he got a little bit of a dad bod because he flipped his Lamborghini in 2022. Probably he was driving very carefully and a squirrel ran out in front of him. And being a steward of nature, he swerved in order to preserve life and almost took his own. But he got a back injury and then he became a great big fat person. And so he started gunning Ozempic. And like Sharon Osbourne, it's too much. It's too much for them. They do too much of it. And then they lose all this weight. And he looks like one of those bodies you see on Mount Everest after decades. You know, he's completely gaunt. His eyes are sunken. He looks pretty horrible. So it really is all about moderation. And now we're seeing a study that intermittent fasting, which has been the rage for a few years now, was supposed to have a ton of health benefits. And it really is, at the end of the day, all about calorie restriction. So intermittent fasting, which is where people only eat during a certain window of the day. The 16-8 model is very popular, and I tried it. It was fine. You spend a lot of the day thinking about food and when you can eat again. And it turns out moderation actually might be a little bit better there because there's a 91% increased risk of dying from some heart-related issue if you do intermittent fasting long-term. And that doesn't really seem worth it. So what you do is you only eat during an 8-hour window from like noon to 8. And then the rest of the day, you don't eat anything. For some people, it's fine. But for others, it really doesn't work. And if you work out in the morning, and this was the problem that I had with it, if you work out in the morning and you don't eat after that, it's actually very bad for you. And your body is telling you that because you're shaky and confused. So I'm actually very relieved to hear that we can let go of intermittent fasting because I love working out in the morning on an empty stomach. It's a great feeling. You burn everything out of the tank before you get going, and then you can eat healthy. And it really is just about moderation. And, I love the idea of calories in and calories out because that's what my physics teacher used to say at Santa Monica College, TJ Murphy. He used to say garbage in, garbage out. And he was talking about studying. So if you're just putting garbage in your head and not really studying physics, then you will have garbage coming out on your tests and you probably won't pass his class.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
I also love TJ Murphy, and I'll tell you why. If you are a teacher, you should do what he did. If you had an A going into the final, you didn't have to take the final. So it was incentive to do really well throughout the entire semester in his class and produce great work consistently. So then in the end, you don't have to take the final. And he'll say, I didn't have to take the final. But he's absolutely right. And it's the same thing. If you're putting a lot of calories into your body and you are not burning those calories either by walking an arbitrary number of steps or doing, you know, 150 minutes of cardio a week, you're probably not going to burn it. The thing that I have discovered that I really like that has helped a ton is weight training. And, you know, and I've talked to Emily Campagno about this. I've talked to my doctor about this. Weight training is one of the greatest tools you have for overall health, especially if you do a lot of cardio. If you are a runner, you tend to use the same muscles over and over again. And that means that you have other muscles in your system that are unsupported. And when you have wear and tear from those unsupported muscles, that's where injuries come from. So weight training has been really helpful for me there. And I think that's why I love triathlon so much, because I get to mix it up, because every day there's something different. You know, even if I do a bike run brick on one day, that's what it's called when you combine two exercises, then I know that I can swim for longer the next day and then throw in Pilates. And if I can't get to a Pilates class, there's like a 30-minute Pilates video that I absolutely love, and I can do it at night before dinner and still feel good about the day and get plenty of training and muscle balance in addition to weight training 2 or 3 days a week, which works for me with my schedule. So if you find yourself doing something crazy where you feel deprived, there's probably a better way of doing things that is more along the path of moderation. And, you know, it's about, I talked a little bit about Anna Koyman's 1% rule, just doing 1% better than you did yesterday. Eat 1% better than you did yesterday. And maybe it's 1% better this week than it was last week. So by the end of the month, you've got a 4% nutritional improvement. And that just means that you're making better choices throughout the day. And maybe instead of drinking soda pop, you can have green tea. I love green tea. You know what I love even more than green tea? Oolong tea. I'm drinking some right now. In fact, I'm going to go hit it once again. I'm pretty much going to be done with intermittent fasting, because it can truly be torturous. And I'm going back to the overnight oats after my workouts. Overnight oats are miraculous. If you are celiac, get the gluten-free variety. And I'm telling you, coconut milk, if you're trying to do lower sugar, either a little bit of stevia or some allulose, and then throw some chia seeds in there. My friend turned me on to egg white protein powder. She's a bodybuilder. It mixes beautifully. I made chocolate chip cookies last week with the egg white protein powder, and it has just a little bit of vanilla in there. It's a natural flavoring. And it was so good. There's some of the best chocolate chip cookies I made. I swapped out half the gluten-free flour with coconut flour. And I'm quite pleased. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. Hopefully I've saved you from deprivation and misery. And you're going to look so good in your bikini. You too, ladies. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.